Can I get a sound bite from Nomad?
Yes. Are you recording?
Yes, I am recording. Is that okay?
Mean, that's very cool. Let's do this.
Nomad, what sort of music would you say you play?
I guess I play contemporary futuristic music.
Well, that's good, because yeah. I was going to ask you a question.
Oh, yeah?
Has Kate filled you in?
No.
She hasn't?
No,
well,
go
that's
for
good.
It. Yeah, cool.
The question I've got is, do you like science fiction?
Yes, it's probably one of my favourite kind of movie. Oh, science fiction's awesome. I've always been into it. Unfortunately, I don't have enough time to watch it at the moment, so I'm kind of dreaming it.
But I have to say, some of the music was very science fiction oriented.
Yeah, yeah, wouldn't you say? Yep, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Etherical and dreamy and
absolutely
futuristic. A bit of past in there, past, present, future.
Well, I thought I heard a bit of Kraftwerk in there. Do you know Kraftwerk?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I was mashing up a lot of samples, so it might have been something from that.
Maybe there was something in there.
Like, yeah, sampler and Serato and effects and all that sort of stuff. So,
okay. Well, we know that you like science fiction. You don't have enough time to read it. Do you like fantasy?
Yes, I like The Dark Crystal. That's a good one.
Now, I noticed you were using Apple computers tonight.
Yeah. Yeah,
is that a deliberate choice?
I've been using Apple for, I don't know, 13 years or something.
Yep. Is this because Apple has better software to do what you want it to do?
No, I got given an Apple computer as my first one, and then I just kept on using them since then. But they are pretty reliable. They're a bit more expensive, but they're very reliable, and you know, kind of a lot of pro designers and music designers use them. And Apple's been good to me, so I just keep on using it just to. I know the operating system and all the software and stuff, so it just makes it easier. Yeah. And technology gets better as well, so loving it.
You're on tour at the moment? You mentioned September the 26th, Jimmy.
Should have been on tour for the last 2 months. Yeah.
So what's special about September the 26th?
Dwarf moon.
Dwarf moon?
Yeah.
The smallest moon.
I don't think humans really know when the end of the world is. I think the only person that knows that is Mother Nature.
And you're...
We're not that smart.
Well, you are on tour at the moment. What's the name of your tour?
The Perilous Times Australian Tour 2011.
And why have you chosen that name?
Perilous Times, because a lot of crazy stuff's happening in the world at the moment, and a lot of it created by mankind, whether it be environmental or not. And we're kind of living in sort of like the end of an era, I reckon.
So the stress was there on mankind, so not humankind. You don't think women have a part in that?
Women are a bit... they do, to a degree, because everybody's following each other like sheep, but women are definitely a lot more chilled out. They haven't got the aggressive kind of streak like males have, I guess. I don't know, maybe females should be ruling the world.